everybody. Do we have any prayer requests this morning? Dear and Father, we come before you this morning, and we just want to thank you for all your many blessings to us. Thank you for allowing us to gather here together, for the rain, for keeping everyone safe. Just ask that you bless and keep us, and be with the brethren around the world. Help us all just be mindful of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This morning I wanted to talk about, in Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 19, starting verse 18, just read some verses here. Verse 18. All wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and in all wisdom there is the doing of the law. Wisdom is not the knowledge of evil, nor is there discernment in the counsel of sinners. There is a cleverness that is an abomination, and there is a fool who is lacking in wisdom. Better is a man who is afraid but lacks understanding than a man who abounds in discernment but transgresses the law. There is a precise cleverness which itself is unjust, and there is one who is offensive that justice may be revealed. There is an evildoer bowed down in mourning, but inwardly he is full of deceit. He covers his face and pretends to be deaf, but when no one notices, he will take advantage of you. If he is prevented from sinning because he lacks strength, when he later finds an opportunity, he will do evil. A man will be known by his appearance, and a man of intelligence will be known by his countenance when you meet him. The clothing of the man and the way he laughs and walks give an indication of who he is. Kind of a couple verses that stood out to me on that in that section was the last couple verses there just talks about a man will be known by his appearance, and that just stood out to me because I was thinking, people, we don't really see people. It talks about God sees the heart, and we just see outward appearance. And I was just thinking, we just see people every day, but we don't really know who they are or whatever. But, we can kind of discern who they are by the way they talk or the way they dress or the way they act just from day to day. And I just thought that was kind of a good point to bring out, that we do, even people see us or the way we walk or the way we talk and the things we do. We're an example. Everyone has someone that looks up to them no matter where they're at in life, no matter who it is. But I just thought that was a good thought to always be mindful of, that we are an example to people. And it just kind of a big responsibility to me, it feels like. And sometimes I'm not always the best example, but I want to try to be the better example, to my brothers, my younger siblings, and maybe even some of the boys here in church. So just want to encourage everyone to be, always remember someone that's always watching. So that's all I had. Thank you.